Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and again, friends, I have you for 2 hours today. Got you for a long time, and I totally appreciate you tuning in. Folks, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Not because we're smarter than anybody else, we're just holding to the Word of God, and we are holding to the Constitution, and we are bringing about the result by making reference to them that condemn the crimes that the American people tolerate. So with that said, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. You're going to find us right there. Go to the top of that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in, you can do so. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4, read those before calling in, and we'll take your call. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. So, folks, here we are Saturday, live radio show, broadcasting into 157 cities. A lot of the news that I'm going to have to bestow upon you today is negative news. It's negative news because people don't realize that we have a good report. That good report's always found within the confines of who we are in Christ, not outside of Christ. Read Numbers 13 and 14. And I know people love to be inundated with the bad news. I don't know why. They love to complain about what they tolerate. I have no understanding of that in any sense of the word. We are more than able to overcome, which is the good report. And if the American people don't want to come to the conclusion concerning the resolve that the Word of God brings, then we're going to get more of it, and that's where we're at today. Matter of fact, if you look at Leviticus 26 right now, you can follow the blessings and the curses. And it gets to the point in Leviticus 26 where the Lord says, if you don't want to listen to me for all of that I've warned you of thus far, it's going to come seven times worse. We're in that stage right now. We're probably middle of the way. The sword is coming. Can it be prevented? Absolutely it can, but that's up to the American people to put a stop to the corruption. Folks, it's as simple as this. The American people dealing with the corrupt politicians, along with the corrupt media and big tech companies that are illegally censoring the American people today and holding them accountable to the laws that they're violating. They are subversive every step of the way. They're trying to overthrow the U.S. Constitution, and that's why I named the show today, The American Terrorists. In making reference to that, what comes to my aid right now is that of Mr. James Madison. He was called the father of our Constitution. He was the fourth president of the United States of America. And I want you to listen to what he had to say, because, again, if you want reference to how to bring about the resolve to the issues that we're dealing with today, just go back to your forefathers. They'll tell you exactly what the deal is and how to deal with them. He said, the means of defense against foreign danger historically have become the instruments of tyranny at home. Here, let me say it again. He said, the means of defense against foreign power, the foreign enemies always used as the excuse to create more control from the tyrants that are pulling the strings behind the scenes, that are blaming foreigners for the crimes that they themselves are committing. The means of defense against foreign danger historically have become the instruments of tyranny at home. And we've seen that, especially since September 11, 2001. Again, they created something called the Patriot Act. Should have been called the Act of Tyranny, because that's what it is. You see all these unconstitutional agencies that have been created 22 years ago now, and we have seen that they've been turned against we, the American people, who they have now redefined. 72 definitions by the Department of Homeland Security. The American people are the terrorists in the sight of this government. And if you don't believe me, folks, just go to the airport sometime. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about when you're going through the TSA line and you have a bunch of criminals violating your Fourth Amendment right by putting their hands on you and going through all of your bags. That right there, if that doesn't speak loud and clear to the point that I'm trying to make right now, I don't know how to help you, because your government is accusing every single American in this country as the terrorists, by vetting each and every one of us. Now, keep in mind, it's the same government right now that has completely attacked our border patrol. Anybody that means to keep illegals out of the United States of America, no, they've gone way beyond that. Your governors and your mayors are now alluring them into your country. How far so? How far so? To prove the point, how far so? Well, if you look at this, friends, on social media platforms right now, explaining Illinois new law allowing non-citizens to become police officers. If that doesn't define treason by your said governors and your mayors and your federal and state governments that are advocating giving position to illegals. They are not non-citizens. They are illegals coming into America. And if they come across the border illegally, how do you suppose they're going to act once you put a badge on their uniform? And who do you think, on whose behalf are they going to operate? Are they going to operate on the behalf of the Constitution that they've already violated and coming into the United States and transgressing 1 John 3:4? Or are they going to go at the biddings of the tyrant governors that put them illegally in place by committing the act of treason against the American people? Article 3, Section 3. Folks, you can also go to Federal Code, which is USC 18, and you will find out that this is an act of treason. Here, let me remind you how far it's gone. Explaining Illinois, it's not a law. It's treason against the people of Illinois. The headline says, explaining Illinois new law allowing non-citizens to become police officers. I'm not making this up. And I know people don't want to hear about it until it hits the fan. I'm using that metaphorically, okay? I'm using that as, for an instance, if you don't want to listen to the Lord, judgment's going to follow. It's going to ensue. It tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, the foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, but you will sink lower and lower. Hey, folks, and all these curses will come upon you. They will then pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed. Why? Because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe painstakingly the commandments and the decrees that he gave to you. You have illegals now being deputized by tyrant governors in the United States of America. Did you understand what I just told you, friends? You have governors now deputizing illegals as police officers in the United States. You are in it, my friends. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting right before the break, friends, the crimes that are being committed, the treasonous acts that are being committed against the American people and that are being leveled at the American people by their own governors. We're seeing the same thing in the state of Minnesota from where we are broadcasting, where he's actually taken the time to allure illegals into the state of Minnesota, told them, don't worry about identifying yourself, just come on in. And you see apartment buildings going up everywhere right next to these big, huge corporate buildings. And folks, what they're creating right now are called 15-minute cities. Yes, 15-minute cities. So while you're being distracted by all this nonsense going on over in other countries that's been created in many cases, keep in mind that you're the ones that are under attack. You are the ones that are under attack. So much so, as just another case in point here is in Illinois. They just allegedly somehow or another passed a bill calling it a law, which is not a law. It's treason. It's against the law. It's transgression of the law. And again, read Article 3, Section 3. And then they're calling it this new law. They're saying that they are now deputizing non-citizens. They're not non-citizens. They're illegals. And who do you think they're going to work for, friends? Exactly. You need to put two and two together because this is history repeating itself. Now, before I play this next video for you, I want to show you concerning what's going on the borders. You have 7 to 9 million illegals in the United States of America right now that have been allured into your country by your own government that you tolerate. Every country deserves the government that it has, but they are being allured into America by your said government, your said representatives. Okay, what happened to terrorism? What happened to the issue of terrorism? Well, we already knew that that was water under the bridge, folks, shortly thereafter, September 11, 2001, when the Department of Homeland Security, which was created out of September 11th, began to attack the American people. They didn't look to the past concerning the likes of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, and everybody seems to be making that comparison today. So if you want to see how many years ahead of the game the Lord has gotten us, well, then there you have it. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you. Please do examine everything that we're telling you, because it seems like everybody is now making the comparison to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich as to what's going on under this said government today. So far, have they gone to take a poll where 74% of the American people have said that the FBI within itself, it's an unconstitutional agency acting accordingly, friends. But they equated the FBI as the Gestapo under the criminal administration of Joe Biden. I didn't make that up. It's a factual poll, okay? And so here we are. I want you to take this, because I know most people don't understand this, but what people like to do is they love to praise the dead saints, but they love to persecute the living ones. There was a guy back in that time under Adolf Hitler, his name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who went face to face with Adolf Hitler, and he was doing his best to deal with the likes of Adolf Hitler, because there's a lot of people within the country that didn't want the reign of terror to have its way under Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, but they did it anyways. Okay, they rode roughshod over the people, just like you're seeing today. Well, Dietrich is the one that was calling them out for what they were doing, and you can rest assured during that particular time, friends, outside of the fact that Martin Niemöller, who used to be a pastor during that time in the evangelicals, were actually praising Adolf Hitler. He was loved by the people. He was not hated by the people. People haven't figured this much out yet. Read Daniel 8:25. But friends, he was loved by the people. They're ashamed of it today, of course, but they didn't pay attention to the facts and the earmarks during that particular time as to what was in live play during that period of time in history. And what am I saying? Oh, you can bet your bottom dollar, friend. Sorry about that. You can bet your bottom dollar they were thinking Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was this lunatic conspiring against Adolf Hitler. Well, at least that's how they try to paint a picture of him, I'm sure. Well, it reminds me of the book of Amos, or the gifting of prophets, because we speak of the law and the prophets. We hold to the law and the prophets because everything is premised on the law and the prophets. And Jesus didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill. I know that's contrary or in contrast to what you're being taught today in the American church, where the hirelings are having their way today, who are prostituting themselves out for hire. Read John 10:12. That's what's happening. They're the greatest advocates to the crimes that are being committed against the people in this country, even the innocent, namely the abortion industry, the sodomite industry, and the or lobby, and or the illegal immigration issues that we're dealing with. It's the church advocating for it, and it's not the church. And it's exactly what Dietrich Bonhoeffer did in taking the time to make the people aware of the fact that what was going on was the judgment of God falling upon a people that would not submit to him and his rule. And how do you put that up to yourself today, Americans, when you're hearing from all the hirelings today about how we're supposed to submit to tyrants in Romans 13? Absolutely not. You cannot find that anywhere in Scripture. Matter of fact, our forefathers, all of them, and I can give you a couple names, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, the architects of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, and John Adams, they were the architects of the Declaration of Independence. And again, friends, for the 100,000th time, when you read the Declaration of Independence, it showed you what our forefathers, and it shows you today what our forefathers did not put up concerning the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. So much so that they came up with the what? The slogan, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Right? See, the hirelings today have forgotten to take the time to read Romans 12:21, where the church is called to be the good. They're to overthrow the evil, not submit to it in any sense of the word. Also read Ephesians 5:11. But this all reminds me of scriptural prophets. And when you look at the prophets, what were they sent to do? They were sent to go to the king's gate, into the church gate, and to rebuke them. For as to how they've departed from a living God. And guess what they did concerning Amos? He was a small prophet. His name meant burden bearer. But you know what they did to Amos? Amos was called to go warn the people concerning the judgments that were falling upon the children of God who were rebels, who revolted from the living God. They were traitorous in every facet of their lives. They were not the children of God, nor did they have the spot of the children of God. They turned against God, and so did the false prophets in making war with the people against the God that they say that they serve. It's exactly where America is today. Exactly. The American professors in the church are completely upside down. And why? Because they have failed to study and show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Nope, they've left the hirelings to do that. Hey, Americans, you do realize that going back to the Adolf Hitler's reign, that it got to the point where Adolf Hitler sent in brown shirts and gave churches license as to what they could say and what they couldn't say, right? You do know much of what's going on in the pulpits in America is CIA infiltrated. I hope you do understand that. But this falls to the people, 86% that call themselves Christians, in failing to deal with the CIA, right? And their corruptions, their subversive doings every step of the way, who are equated to by President Harry Truman as the American version of the Gestapo in 1947. Same exact stuff is happening today. But in America, it's much worse. I mean, everybody talks about Adolf Hitler and how bad of a guy he was, right? Which he was. He's a devil. He's in hell where he belongs now because he didn't want to listen to anybody. And I bet you that man in hell right now wish he could undo everything that he did when he had the time to know the difference. But he did it not. Just like the accomplices that allowed him to do the things that he was doing. But he was responsible for 11 million gypsies, Jews, and dissidents, we're told. Americans, do you not realize that the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in America, that's equivalent to 70 million babies being murdered in the womb, is the professors in the American church, the children of the apostates? Let me go back to Amos. You know, Amaziah, he was the high priest. He was the one that was appointed by the corrupt king to keep things in line. You know, you see him all over the world today. You know, like the Pope or the Grahams or anybody that's popular in Christendom in America today, if you want to call that. It's a lack of Christianity. 99% of it, 98% of it is. That's a fact. But Amaziah was the priest during the time of Amos coming up and warning the people of what was going on. And you know what's interesting? Because when you look at 7:10 of the book of Amos, you know what it says? It says, then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, the corrupt king of Israel, saying, Amos, that faithful prophet of God, has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel, telling the people that what's going on here is the judgment of God. What's going on here is Amos is calling out the crimes of the kings. For what? Transgressing God's moral law. Just the same thing with that of Elijah on the top of Mount Carmel in 1 Kings 18. But listen, friends. Then Amaziah, the priest of the day of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, the corrupt king, saying, Amos has conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land's not able to bear his words. Well, let me tell you this, friends. If this country doesn't bear or repent before God, Acts 20, verse 21, you can rest assured the judgments of God, you're not going to be able to bear neither. The mercy is you still have time to repent, and it's time that America...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
news update.
The very latest this Saturday on the Middle East and the hostage release planned for today. But first, breaking news out of Arizona, where Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd, stabbed in prison Friday. The Bureau of Prisons in a statement saying that Chauvin was stabbed by another inmate and seriously injured at the federal prison in Tucson. It's a medium security facility, Chauvin said to be in stable condition and is expected to survive. New this Saturday, the Israeli government says it believes 14 hostages will be released by Hamas. The four-day pause in the war appears to be holding for a second day. On Friday, 13 Israeli citizens released along with 10 Thai and one Filipino citizen. They were released as part of a separate agreement. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, this is why I love interaction. We got some smart people on live chat today, and I just really appreciate when we have thinkers out there. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. But somebody had just talked about how, how what the governor's doing in Illinois there. We already know he's a tyrant. He's a crook. He's the guy that's trying to disarm the people in that state, and that completely backfired, as we all the well see. 91 counties stood up, and I believe that there's 101 counties, and they said absolutely not. So what he decided to do, just to show you who he really was and who he was really working for, he decided to allure illegals into his state and then deputize them. You heard me right. That's treason. Okay? But he's there. The people are just giving him more time to destroy. And you know what's terrible about all of this, speaking of that, is how the American people have been led to believe. I want you to think about what I'm going to say. How the American people have been led to believe that somehow or another he can do what he wants to throughout the duration of his tenure. Where are you getting this from, people? Who's telling you, well, we can't do anything, the people voted him in? Nonsense. Nonsense. We explained that over the last week. Major, massive voter fraud going on in this country, where the mainstream media is denouncing voter fraud. I just got done scrolling for 10 minutes on a live show, a couple shows, as a matter of fact, all of the individuals that have been busted committing the act of voter fraud. But the mainstream media is telling you it's not happening. That's what's dangerous here. And folks, they're accomplices to the crimes and covering up for conspirators. 11:9 of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 11:9. But where are the American people, going back to make the point, where are the American people getting that those that are incumbent in office in the halls of government, they have a right to do whatever they want? They don't have a right to break the law. So how is it that they're allowed to remain there? Is it because the people want to hide behind the excuse that they can't do anything? Because if that wasn't the case, then why haven't they lawfully dealt with them? Because again, 10,000 times over, the American people have provision to remove them for the smallest of infractions. It's called impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. Once they're impeached, we are to prosecute. I'm going to keep saying this until we start seeing this across the country. Don't sit there and tell me about how you want resolve when I just gave you, the American people, the resolve. Therein the answer lies. Within the people of God. And what's worse is the law is on your side. The law is not on their side. They don't have a right to do the wrong thing. And one of our friends online said, it's a pretended authority. It is. But as long as the people believe it, they can get away with it. That's what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. It just shows you who is more diligent about, the Bible is clear. It says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. It shows you who's more serious about their objective than the other party. And I'm talking about the American people who are tolerating the crimes of the guilty. Over the week, this is coming back to my aid right now. It's over the week, I just asked the question, what is it that the American people won't put up with? I'm just curious. What is it that Americans, I love you enough to tell you the truth, but we are the responsible party. That includes me first and foremost. Okay? But I want to say this. What is it that you won't put up with? Now, just stop and let that rain down on you. Americans, what is it that you won't put up with? You are inundated all day long with lies, scandals, more lies, more scandals. Your politicians are creating wars. And by the way, if there is a war on the horizon, which there is, guess what? Guess who's not going to be there fighting that war? The politicians that created the war. See, that's what you put up with. There's another resolve I can give you right there now that I'm thinking about it. You want the war to end? Send the politicians. Here, let's say it again. You want the war to end, then send the politicians. Those that create the war, friends, they're never in the war. Why? They're there to make the money. Just like Smedley Butler said, it's all about dollars and cents. That's right. Off the blood of the innocent. Let me get back to this point here, friends, I need to make. I got all these little bunny trails, but here, I want to tell you what prophetically what happens. There's a lot of people listening. Bunny trails are, when I go off topic and I go and make another point, that bunny trail is for somebody that needed to hear that. That's what a prophetic ministry does, okay? That's how they operate. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Let's get to this. I want to show you this video. You all know that the mainstream media, you all know why they're called useful idiots. Because they're just reading, they're parroting a teleprompter. They're brainless. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. They're absolutely ignorant. They're helping dig the hole that they themselves and their country's going to fall into if the American people, the good people in this country under God, don't stand up and actually deal with it. We're all going to fall into this hole that we're allowing the useful idiots to dig. So we know the difference. That's good. That's a good start. But we need to now hold them accountable because free speech doesn't entail, friends, lying, defamation, creating, fabricating. You get the point? They don't have the right to do that. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. So before I show this piece to you, I want you to understand what you're dealing with. Someone that's trying to defend those, I kid you negative, a useful idiot on PBS that's trying to defend the very people that mean to destroy, to conquer her country. And she would have you believe she's just doing her job. You ready for this? It's a short piece. It's about 2 minutes long, and it is RFK talking about the real numbers of illegals coming into the United States of America. Listen to the useful idiot, but also take responsibility for what you're hearing, friends, because I'm talking about our country here, okay? I'm talking about our country.
6 million encounters.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and rewind.
Mr. Kennedy, I've also spent a lot of time on the border. 7 million is an inaccurate figure. It's closer to 6 million encounters over the last 3 years, and that includes people who were subject to Title 42 expulsions, which they were not allowed to enter.
And how many of those, what percentage of those people were turned back?
I don't have an exact figure, sir, but
the
7 million you're saying is inaccurate.
There's also 1.5 million who have come over that are, you know, are runaways.
The number is
approximately 7 million have come across and are here today in this country.
It is not 7 million over the last 3 years. That's just inaccurate.
All right.
Hello, I'm Chris Clem. I'm a recently retired chief patrol agent of the U.S. Border Patrol. I spent over 27 and a half years as an agent across the southwest border, the Gulf Coast, and Washington, D.C. Recently, I heard an interview where a reporter challenged the claim of 7 million people entering the United States as inaccurate. Let's break that down. During fiscal year 21 through 23, the U.S. Border Patrol made 5.9 million arrests, plus they documented 1.5 million gotaways. That's 7.4 million people. Now, Customs and Border Protection, during that same time frame along the southwest border, made 6.5 million arrests, plus those 1.5 million gotaways puts us at 8 million people. Now, nationwide, Customs and Border Protection, during that same time frame, made 7.9 million arrests, plus those 1.5 million gotaways puts us at 9.4 million people. Any way you slice it, that's over 7 million people entering this country. Now, all of these stats can be found on CBP.gov. Now, the gotaways aren't listed there, but we do know that recently the Secretary of Homeland Security did testify to the over 600,000 known gotaways last year alone. Plus, the U.S. Border Patrol must report the gotaways under congressional laws. Now, you don't have to like the facts, but you can't ignore them.
That's exactly right. Is that what's happening in this the America that we know? Absolutely, that's what's happening right now. Hey folks, you ever been to the airport or a bus depot or a train depot? You needed to travel? Isn't it interesting how you have to prove who you are? But isn't it interesting those same outlets, airports, bus depots, train depots, if you're an illegal, you don't have to produce anything. Do you see something dramatically wrong with what's going on here, Americans? And I'm being facetious, but I'm also being serious because people don't realize that what's happening is happening to them from their own said representative government. And let me remind you, the best that you have does nothing more than to appease the American people and then fleece their constituents for more money on top of what they're already getting paid for. So don't put your hope in man. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Americans, I honestly, the biggest part of ministry that's difficult, because ministry is bittersweet, the hardest part of ministry is people. I love people, but people are the biggest problem. Because they say that they're something, and then when you hold them to the very doctrines that they say that they're a part of, namely the Word of God, as Christians, you hold the Word in front of them, and because they don't like it, they pick and choose, they cherry pick the Scriptures. They don't like it, guess what they do? They ignore that portion of Scripture in context to their own demise. That's what's going on in this country right now. Americans, you're in trouble. I love you enough to tell you, oh, I'm in this boat too. We're all in trouble. If I wasn't in this boat and I wasn't taking it seriously, I wouldn't be the one that's on the microphone right now telling you what I know to be true. We are in trouble. We are under attack by our said representatives. Everybody knows this. Everybody's talking about it. But the bad guys are still doing what the bad guys do. I want to ask you a question before this hard break. What happens when so many illegals come into this country, because that's the objective? Get enough illegals into this country and then turn jihad on the people, the inhabitants of the land. What happens when there's so many of them that you can no longer resist? I'm asking, what happens when there's so many of them brought into this country that you can no longer exist? I'm talking about illegals, not those that are coming in lawfully. Make distinction. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go ahead and play this for you, friends. They're calling another. Now, we're talking almost 3 years later after January 6th. You all know what January 6th is about. Again, just do your best to just follow right in pursuit with 94% of the narrative that is controlled by the six corporations that are trying to accuse their political opposition, the American people, of the day of insurrection, okay? We know that's not true. They were exercising their First Amendment right. We know that 950 individuals have been arrested for 950 luckless souls that just happened to be there, or lucky souls that just happened to be there that day, 350 of which have been arrested, and they have been incarcerated. 3 years later, your said representatives, again, the best that you have, it's all controlled opposition, but the best that you have is now talking about opening up another investigation. Americans, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Americans, what happened to the home of the brave? What happened to that? These colors don't run. I'm curious. Isn't it interesting how they were led? They were They were allured, they were led, they were entrapped, and then accused of the crimes of paid provocateurs that day. And the American people, 325.9 million people, sit back and allow the corrupt to basically incarcerate them for years at a time. We have all the evidence, empirical evidence, that it was bought and paid for. Hey, folks, one of the things that we were talking about earlier this week is when any dictatorship means to rule, the first thing, and we were talking about Benito Mussolini, and I'd played a video, but the first thing that he did when he began to ride roughshod over the people of Italy, it's interesting to note that he censored speech. That's already happening today, and that's going forward. No one stopped any of that. More people are being censored because it goes against the objective of their political agenda, namely a global agenda. The first thing they do is censor free speech. The second thing they do is jail their opposition. Isn't that what's in play today? Yep. That's what's in play today. Okay. Isn't that what a totalitarian system of government does? It's exactly what a totalitarian system of government does. Are they being ruled by law? Are they ruling arbitrarily, at will, tyrannically? Which one is it, Americans? You're going to help me with these answers. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Have Americans forgotten what Mr. Truman said back in the 1950s concerning oppressive governments, how they act and what they do? I think they have. And again, I think this is the part of the problem. See, those that sit back as accomplices and are apathetic and tolerant, you're fueling, you're adding strength to tyranny on a daily basis by allowing them to do more. You're allowing them to garner more control unto themselves over your lives, over the lives of your children. Oh, it's true. It's true. Again, just look at a little history and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Hey, folks, if you don't fear the face of God, you're in trouble. You fear the face of man. And if you fear the face of man, that's who you serve. You serve your fear, which brings a snare. When you serve the face of God, you don't bow the knee, you stand up against it, trusting Him that He's going to do all that He promised that He can do. And keep in mind that we serve a God that does not lie in any sense of the word.
The deposition
never has.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Check this out.
Will be legally required to.
I want you to see this. This is the subpoena.
And as you know, primetime.
And,
does not believe in coincidence.
The reopening of an investigation.
We uncovered the January 6th committee has destroyed almost 50% of their evidence.
Okay, so what he just said there, and I'm just making reference to these guys in part because they talk in conjecture constantly, and it's by design. But I want you to remember, friends, that what he just said is 50% of all of the evidence as to who the responsible party is for January 6th has been completely destroyed. Americans, you're allowing them to remove the facts concerning their own guilt. That's what's happening here. What do I say to a people? It's something I say continuously. But let me get back to this, folks. 50% of the information is completely gone.
The January 6th committee only aired and only reported what Democrats wanted you to know about.
Divide and conquer.
Anything they didn't want you to know about the 6th wasn't made public, and it looks like it was destroyed. We might never get to the bottom of January 6th because the January 6th committee destroyed their evidence. This has never happened before in Congress. The Benghazi committee, the 9/11 committees, all of that evidence is warehoused. None of it was deleted. Now, once the congressional investigation's completed, all of the information's transferred to the archives. And congressional sources tell Primetime that losing or destroying committee evidence is not at all common practice.
It's illegal.
And it's also a crime to destroy congressional
exactly.
documents. It's a felony. That means the January 6th committee, if Trump wins this election, could be charged with felonies for destroying congressional material.
And you know that's not going to happen.
And for 2 years, Democrats conveyed to us they only care about two things, preserving documents and January 6th. So why would they destroy January 6th documents? And why do Democrats continue to get away with destroying
evidence? See, folks, it's what the Fox does, and they do it more than anybody does. But what's interesting is they're constantly, again, fueling the narrative of divide and conquer. They're never making reference to the law and dealing with the criminals that they continuously highlight. They keep fueling the left and the right. Who's the bad guy? Who's the good guy? And, again, remember that we're ruled by law in this country. We're not ruled by unconstitutional parties. The truth of the matter is both sides should be prosecuted for deceiving the people into believing something that it is not. But it is for the people, first and foremost, to take responsibility before they allow these individuals to represent any law that you know they're not, that they are not upholding in any sense of the word. So with that said, friends, again, we got some mad, crazy things going on in this country. What I want to get to on the other side of this break is I want to get over to what's happening on a corporate level again. What we have in this country developing, and we've seen it for years, and I always kind of tee it up with this, isn't it interesting how when the government starts to push something to overthrow law, to overturn law, isn't it interesting how that corporations work hand in glove with them? The minute the government does it, the minute movie stars, as they call them, the fallen stars we call them, or pop stars or music stars or radio show hosts or anybody that garners favor in the sight of the people somehow or another, sports figures, the list goes on. Isn't it interesting how they begin to advocate the same crime at the same time that government is? That's because big corporations are working hand in glove with corruption in government to overthrow the country. That's called fascism. That is, in fact, what is in play in this country today. What we've seen during the pandemic was a prime example. The governors in every state came in, and they shut down the little guy. That was the objective, is to destroy small businesses and drive all and corral all that business over to their corporate buddies. And it's exactly what they did. As a matter of fact, we see this on a daily basis in the Minnesota area. Case in point, there used to be a restaurant. It was called Jake's Restaurant off Highway 55 and 494 in Minnesota here. And it used to be hopping every single night. Never been in there, but I just always noticed how busy it was. During the pandemic, and I'm talking about a very, they garnered a lot of clientele in a big way. And good for them. They were a small business. They worked for it. Well, when the pandemic came on, the governor came in and told everybody to shut their businesses down, and then what we'll do is we'll pay them to go ahead and play along with us, okay? Well, some of them didn't do that. Well, this individual, whoever owned it, he ended up shutting down his business altogether, and shortly thereafter, the pandemic was over, all of a sudden here comes Chick-fil-A. Building one of their little restaurants on top of it. And you've seen this all over the country. It was in McDonald's. It was a Burger King. It was in a Burger King. It was another Chick-fil-A somewhere. And the little guys, as they diminished, the corporations, they flourished. Folks, that's why we don't support those guys. We always look for the little guy. That's who we need to support in our endeavors. But, again, in understanding how this all works, also keep in mind that during the pandemic, that billionaires increased their wealth. You ready for this? To add fuel to the fire of indignation? 27% to their wealth. 27% of their wealth increased, billionaires worldwide. Why? Because all of those customers had to go to big corporations because their favorite places were shut down by governors of states illegally. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.